speaking with MC, artist, activist, and founder of the RBG Fit Club, Stickman. Many of us are familiar with Stick's contribution as a member of Dead Prez and all of his valuable contributions to hip-hop, to the community, to the world in general. So today, we're going to actually talk with Stick about his work in the community with regard to health and mind and body awareness. So how are you doing this morning, Stick?
I'm super duper, Chelsea.
Good. It's so great to speak with you today. And first off, I just want to begin by saying that I've been very appreciative of the messages that you send through your music. Both you and M1 as Dead Prez contributed to my transformation as a young adult when I moved from Ohio to Atlanta for school in the late 90s. So this moment for me is really meaningful. So I really thank you for this.
That's blessed, man.
Yeah. So I want to start off kind of just getting a little bit of a background on the RBG Fit Club. What is RBG? What does it stand for? What is the Fit Club?
Well, in a nutshell, RBG is originally was the name of one of our albums, is Dead Prez, and We kind of coined the phrase RBG for red, black, and green, or at that time, revolutionary but gangster, or real black girls.
Mm-hmm.
And, just different acronym meanings for our culture, our lifestyle, our mindset, and in different moments, you know, but basically founded in our community's liberation colors, red, black, green. And, We felt like, you know, you have to reinvent and make it relevant, you know, to today. So RBG became a new way to say I'm down for my liberation, I'm down for my community, I'm down for my culture.
Right.
And you know, so the RBG Fit Club is an extension of that, because the health in our community, the diet, the lack of exercise, the drug addiction, the recreational intoxication, abuse, all these things are like, you know, heavily affecting our community, but they don't always get put on the list when we talk about liberation.
Right.
You know, and so I just felt like my personal experience, with my family members, with myself, with people I know and love, you know, in terms of health, you know, it really made health something that I feel like I could focus on and make an impact on, to assist all the other things that need our activist attention, you know?
Right.
So, RBG Fit Club is, in my mind, is a fun way to bring attention to the fact that, you know, if we don't take care of our health, we out of here.
Right.
And I believe that activists should be just that, active, you know, the movement should keep it moving. So we're in the beginning stages of building a international community. We have a 5-principle program.
Okay.
In a nutshell, we're about, learning from each other and teaching in certain ways from our community those 5 points and how to apply that to your life. Yeah.
Cool. So I've had the pleasure of listening to the workout, to your album. And as I listen to the lyrics, especially Back on My Regimen, oh, it gets me hype. it just sounds very familiar, and I'm sure that a lot of our listeners out there can relate to that period in our lives, and we're like, yo, some things have got to change. I need to get back in the gym. I need to get back on my yoga practice. So what inspired you to get back on your regimen? Did you have a time where you kind of fell off? Like, what inspired this album?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was smoking blunts, drinking and thugging and all that, part of my culture. And when I turned, like, 22, which is, like, 400 years ago, I actually came down with something called gout. You know, in my hood, like, gout is something like old ladies get. But then I was 22, woke up, and I fell down on my face, looked at my ankle, it was swollen. I was like, what happened? I never really had went to no doctors and stuff like that. But when I went, long story short, the doctor was like, oh, dude, you got gout. You drinking, you hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to give you these pills, you know what I mean? It's going to clear it up. And you'll be all right, like that, you know, right? He didn't, you know, like, basically he's going to put me on legal dope, you know? And so I was talking to wifey, like, you know, they want to give me some pills, and, you know, I'm not taking no medicine. I didn't even really know no better. Like, I ain't getting on no more dope than I'm already on. So she was like, boom, we gonna heal you, you know, naturally, right? And this opened my mind up to being a vegan. Once that starts sinking in, we met with our Queen of Fools.
Okay.
And then I had to, it wasn't fun, but I did colonics and, you know.
You said it wasn't fun, but you did it, right?
Yeah, you know, it introduced me to our world of powerful healing. That is within our culture, like the Rastas, through the people who, you know, could study Kemet, and just have different you know, understanding of our culture. And then I made a promise. I was like, if I can get my leg back, I'm gonna take martial arts, because I always wanted to get back on that. So I started taking Kung Fu, you know, and here I am 10, 11 years later.
Wow.
And, you know, so that was my, you know, one of the beginnings. But I've had, and which is where that song Back on My Regiment came from, I've had different moments, you know, when I first read Malcolm's book, I stopped eating pork, but then I jumped back on it, you know.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I just related. I feel like everybody needs a reminder of why it's important for us to stay disciplined. And,
and I
certainly do. So, you know, the workout was, you know, and even a new reminder, because, you know, with Dead Prez, we've had Be Healthy.
Right.
You know, we've had 50 in the Clip.
Right.
But the culture of hip hop that we, you know, that I have experienced directly is very unhealthy. You know what I mean? In terms of the hours you're up, Tron sipping, the blunt, codeine, the pills, and a lot of people, when you're young, you feel like you're invincible, and everybody ain't not gonna get gout when they're 22.
Right.
To me, it was a blessing in disguise, and that's
pretty
much where it came from.
Cool. Well, you kind of mentioned where I was going next, in terms of folks are hustling these days, right? Like, just trying to make it day to day, especially folks of color. So what do you recommend to people who are consumed with life and just may struggle to find that time to work out consistently, or even to take the time to prepare healthy meals? What's the first step?
Well, plan your work. And you work your plan.
Right.
For example, you know, Sundays, you know, for me is a good day to make food for the week. You know, you a huge pot of rice, you know, 4 cups of water, 2 cups of rice. You know, and things like that for the week, chop up a big, you know, green leaves or kale or something like that. You know, and you know, set it up. I work, you know, primarily my own business owner, so I'm able to be around, you know, my residents and through the week, and, you know, so, but I like to eat whole foods.
Right.
So you gotta kind of plan ahead.
Yeah.
It's the basic thing, because and that concept comes from, to me, meditation is a training ground for that. I meditate, you know, as best I can, for 10 minutes when I wake up.
Right.
And that little, sometimes that little 10 minutes is the hardest thing to sacrifice.
Isn't it?
Because, you know, you think you're so busy that you don't have 10 minutes
right.
to give yourself a chance to align.
Right.
And, but when you, every time I do, it's like, yeah, like, you owe yourself that before you owe the world anything.
Absolutely. And
so, you know, that helps me. And then, and then, so when you have that, you start your day out with that spirit, it's like you're tranquil, you're in alignment, you're positive. And then, you know, you can see where you're disorganized. You can see mm-hmm. where the clutter is. And, you know, and so if you want to change that, you know, the first thing you have to do is be clear on it. And I think meditation and scheduling and planning
right.
keep. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love the term alignment because, you know, just in its basic terms, you think about, okay, with my car, I have to make sure that my wheels are aligned for my car to be able to drive straight and not veer off. So I think about that, especially when you just said, you know, planning your work in your plan, get it all in line so that it can function. So cool. So I've noticed that your music, as a member of Dead Prez, as an artist, that it's always inspired people to think critically about the world and their position in society, especially about the power within. So how does the awareness that you cultivate with regard to your health, how does that influence you as an artist and as an activist?
Oh, man. I would have to say health has been the most revolutionary experience
mm-hmm.
that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I watch even some of our you know, revolutionary leaders, you know, you like Stokely Carmichael, Kwame Ture, you know,
mm-hmm.
brilliant, courageous warrior. And I watched him in that film Black Power Mixtape.
Oh yes, yes.
And I watched and I admired him, and then I seen how he was smoking cigarettes back to back.
Right.
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 In every scene. Many of the people at that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he died of cancer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I look at things like that, and I see that there's the silent killer, you know, and so, you know, for me, my inspiration comes from my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to move her in with me for like 2 years
mm-hmm.
to keep her alive.
Mm-hmm.
My father has heart disease. He's had 2 heart attacks with stents. My brother has been addicted to crack cocaine for almost 18 years.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like, you know, it's not a, you know, I'm not, it's not a sad story. You know, it's just
right.
reality.
Right, right.
And I know for sure that the majority of people in your audience, the
mm-hmm.
majority of people in our community
mm-hmm.
got people in the same situation.
Absolutely.
And so that's, you know, to me, it's all about what am I going to fight? You know, I could wait on the government and I could, you know, I could occupy, stand outside, you know what I mean, and complain about what the government ain't doing.
Mm-hmm.
But what am I doing with what I do know?
Yeah.
You know, that's, for me, health is, inspires me to act now.
Mm.
And I can see results now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can break those cycles in our children now.
Right, right.
So, you know.
And you practice yoga regularly with your family, right?
Well, yeah, I'm going to say yeah, but let me explain. I am super stiff.
Okay.
So I never want to give the impression that I'm Mr. Gandhi or something like that.
No, but I think that you embody many principles of yoga through what you're doing right now.
Right on.
Absolutely.
But Afia, she leads our class. I asked her, would she do that for the fam?
Okay. Beautiful.
She was saying that she needed motivation to
mm-hmm.
Continue her training or whatnot. And she was like, I don't really feel I'm not into it. So I said, and I know she's a very good leader.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked her, would you lead Family Stretch on Sunday?
Right.
Do that. And so once she seen it as that, oh, okay, you know, she got motivated. And then we all have benefited from, you know, 40-some weeks of her stretching us out and
right.
pushing us and pissing us off early. yeah, so but my other background in yoga has been Bikram yoga.
Okay.
And hot yoga.
Okay.
Which is basically the same thing, but Bikram charges to use his brand.
Right, absolutely. Yes. I just saw an article on that recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, I know that you're on the move, and I know that you have many things to do, so I appreciate the time that you took to speak with me this morning. But before you go, can you let folks out there know where to find you, where to purchase the album? I know I want to place an order for an RBG Fit Club t-shirt, so what do we need to do? Where can we find you?
Well, I got you, sis. Just tell me what size you need.
Okay, cool.
Well, I got two places that I'm pretty much can be reached and connected with. RBGFitClub.com is one. And that's for all the new movements we have. We got a 2012 health class coming up.
Cool.
Depending on when people are hearing this interview, it might be on and tracking right now.
Yeah, so, cool.
Check in with us on that. And then for our store, which, you know, we have the t-shirts, we have the vegan books, we have, you know, the album, the workout, and a lot more things, hoodies and things like that, is stickrbg.com. So that's stickrbg.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'll provide a written link for it as well. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Stick. And I look forward to building with you in the future, you both, you and Afia. So thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy your day.
I will. You too.